We are on Daf Hayin Beis Omed Aleph. Let us again start the Taisvis. Seife Lekerinem Bei Utvochai Kulei Beisure. We had here a Shakla Vatarye, a Havamin of Rav Nachman, a Maskona of Rav Nachman. If there is a chiyuv tashlumim on chamisha chatzoi boko, the Sefer in the Mishnah says, "Gona from meis ovivach kach tova chamocha is potter from dalad vehei." Rav Nachman had thought the reason of the ptur was because it's hey chatzoi boko. And the maskona is the reason is potter because it's by tvich inid utvochoi kulei beisure. Mashme avol keifel machayev af al gav deloy omad bedin. Now the Mishnah says that you're chayev keifel. The Mishnah says gonav me oviv u meis oviv v'achakach tovach umocha. Says potter from dalad vehei, and the Gemara says the reason that he's potter from dalad vehei is because atzvachei kule b'isu. Zoktay svis mashme avol keifel mechayiv afal gav deloy omad bedin. It would seem that he's chayiv keifel afal gav deloy omad bedin. Now the mashme what Taisvis is saying is not mashma that yechayev keifel, because the Mishnah says yechayev keifel. No, mashma, the chayev keifel, the mashmois is afal gav deloy omad bedin. That means, when the chayev keifel is without hamad bedin. Now, how is it mashma? The Mishnah says that the gonam is shaloviv, and meisoviv, he pays keifel and doesn't pay dalad vehei. So Taisa says it is mashma that he paid, that the kefil is paid to the Yoshim even though there was no hamada bedim. Now I would think this ve'afilu would be very good if we'll say de'afilu, and then we'll understand the raya of Taisvis. De'afilu arbo v'chamisha hava mechayiv, ilav de'beinan utvochoi kulei b'yisure. Now, we had heard a Gemara, and this we have to chazer ein to appreciate our Taisvis. We had a Gemara before. The Gemara said that if a person stole from someone, and there was hamad bedin, and then later it was tavach umocha, so the hamad bedin is poske lemilse, that means this gneve is ended already, and tovach umocha, now he's a gazlan. If he shechts it, he's now a gazlan. But there's no tvicha mechire. The hamoda bedin is poske lemilsa, the Gemara says. It ended the gneve and yepota on tovach umocha. Now, so Taisus is bringing Gemara de Karaya. The Gemara says that he's pota to pay dalet vehei, because needed tvochei kule b'yisule. Fregt ach Taisvis, so Taisvis said, if there would be hamoda bedin by the father, that means they schlepped the ganef, the son, they schlepped that in Teiris, he's ganef already, he's achein noida hadovo, so memele, so then he'd be potter from dalet vehei, because it's poskel emilsi, he's a gazlan. And our Gemara says he's potter because of tvachi kulei b'isure. So what do we have to say? So we have to say there was no amod bedin by the father. Oh, there was no amod bedin by the father, and it says he pays kefil. Now how do you pay kefil? He stole from the father. How do you pay kefil to the brothers he stole from the father? If there's a concept, ein adam meirish knas labonov, the knas is such a mominess that does not go over be Yerusha, so how do you pay kefil? So you see that other meirish knas labonim. That is what Tosfos is saying. That you see that other meirish knas labonim. And that is why you pay kefil afilu without a mother bedin. And that's why you would have paid dalad vehei also. That means the kefil would have become a tzurif to the gimel vedalad of the yoshim, and without a mother bedin would be called dalad vehei. And no, there's now a problem of a tvochi kuli bisurif. Period. So we have one raya. That other meirish knas labonim. V'reisha nami ktoni. Now let's go to the reisha of the Mishnah, of our Mishnah. V'reisha nami ktoni, chayiv barbo v'chamisha. Now the reisha is speaking about gonav v'tovach mishaloviv. Umeisoviv, yipei barbo v'chamisha. The Reish is also speaking about Loi Omad Bedin. Now how does Tosfos know that the Reish is speaking about Loi Omad Bedin? Because Mestamed, there's no difference between the Reish and the Sefer. Elo the Reish, the whole difference between the Reish and the Sefer, it was the Tviche La'achemises Oviv, or was the Tviche Kaidemises Oviv. That's the whole difference between the Reish and the Sefer. Elo the Reish Tovach V'achakach Meis Oviv, or B'Sefer Meis Oviv V'achakach Tovach. So Memele, so, Bekitzatosis is going to spell out, so what do we see from this? So we see, so the Reish is not speaking about Omad Bedin Dumya the Sefer. It says that it was Gonav Mishaloviv, V'tovach Umeis Oviv, he pays Dalet Vehei to the Yoshim. Aye, he didn't steal there, but he stole the father's behemoth. So you see, Adam Meirish Knas Labonov, the Knas is a mominus that goes over B'Yerushim. Now, that's according to the Maskola. Ulamai de svirelei mi korel Rav Nachman. Now, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that is a chesor in v'loi chamisha chatzoi boko, loi muki ksha'omad bedin. Now, the Gemara is takashem, gonav mishel ovid. V'tovchoi, v'achakach meisoviv, so you pay dalet v'hei. So the Gemara had a problem. V'chiv dalet v'hei is chamisha chatzoi boko, because he's one of the Yoshim. So the Gemara said, it's speaking back she'omad bedin. So there was a chiv dalet v'hei to the father. Why did the Gemara say she'omad bedin? The whole reason the Gemara said it, because we had a problem chamisha chatzoi boko. But if we wouldn't have this problem, so the Gemara didn't have to say Sha'omad Bedin. Aye, how did the Yoshim take over the Chiyuv of Dalet Vehei? So you see, other Meirish Knas Labona. Ulamai de Svirelei Mikorela Rav Nachman, Velecha Misha Chatzoi Bokele Mukik Sha'omad Bedin, Elo Mishum, the only reason the Gemara had to say that it was Omad Bedin Bechaye Yaov, El Mishum Dlehevi Echatzoi Boko. Im Kain, Mashme Kol HaSugye De Oda Meirish Knas Labonov. So from the whole Sugye we see Sai according to the Havamine, Sai according to the Maskone, that there's a, the Knas is a Momenes, that Oda Meirish Labonov. I mean, I saw others say, Pshat, what's the because Knas, Kozman, there's no Amod Bedin, who says he has something? The Ganev could be Maide. So the whole thing that he has is a very, it's not Tzich, he has anything. It's a very Shvach Amomenes. So there's a Svara to say, not a Meirish Knas Labono, but what does he have already? Afal Pikein, from our Gemara, we see other Meirish Knas Labonov. V'hiksha Rivo, so the Rivo had a problem, the Bereish Naresh and Ispatsom Rinen. kikamrina mamoina hava leirisha lebonov bishar knosses. The Gemara says over there that by all knosses, chutz v'nainis and mefate, you could be moirishit lebonov after hamoda bedin. And by Einis and Mafata, for left Amod Abedin, you also can't be Meirishit. That's the Gemara in Ksubis. Ki kamrina mamayna ava leirisha labonov b'shar knosses. What does that mean? V'hosam avi perushoi mishum sha'amad bedin. Shar knosses. If there was Amod Abedin already, then the father could be Meirishit. Ava loy amad bedin mash mekulish maitid loy motzi loyrish. It can't be moirish before amad bedin. So we have here astira asugis. Asugis, it seems clearly that oda moirish knas labonov, and the Gemara in Ksubis says klor ein oda moirish knas labonov, and that is Taisvis problem. The yesh loyma. So Taisvis has to learn the Taisvis three mahalchim. We're going to learn two mahalchim. V'yeshloimer the Rove v'Rav Nachman the Hoche leslu sugi dehosam. It's machlekes hasugis. The sugya in Ksubis holds ein other meirish knas labonov, and nasugi holds other meirish knas labonov. So if there was a chiyuv knas to the father, even though there never was a mother bedin, there's still a potential maybe the ganav will be meider. If there's, but whatever the father has, it's a potential schus, that goes over Beirush. That's what Rav and Rav Nachman holds, and in Ksubis, they hold not like that. The Rav of Nachman Dochelesle Sugi Dosom, the Sphere Lahu, they hold the Yochel Lahirish Bishar Knossos, Af al gav shloi omet bedin. Now, there's a klore raya that oynis and mefate is zichenat moirish labonov. That's a klore raya. That's what the Gemara, there's a Mishnah there, that's klore. So Taisvis says, the nehei, the knash, shal oynis upitui, ein yochel lahirish bishum inyin, kediktoni b'masnis and dahosam, Hainu mishum da oisai dovo shaknas yoitze mimenu, da hainu abas ein yocho leirishe lebonov kedemrinen hosom oisai livneichem veloi benoiseichem livneichem. Avol momen da hoche shahakeifel dalet vehei yoitze mimenu da hainu beheime Hu meirish lebonov, lefichoch zeh knas meirish lebonov. Now we have to know, this is a very difficult Taisvis to understand what Taisvis is saying. I'd like to say over a pshat that the stipler says, but let us go piece by piece. Taisvis says, by Taisus is saying, Rove Rav Nachman holds Odom Moirish Knas Labonov. So now, so what does that mean? Let's talk about Einis HaMafate, which Taisus makes a whole shtick toira. But let's talk about Einis HaMafate. A person was Ma'anis Anairo. Fine. So the din is that you pay Chamishim Shkolim to the father. Fine. It's a Knas. The father died before Hamad Abedin. So it says, Klo there, the Ma'anis does not have to pay Chamishim Shkolim. The Ma'anis does not have to pay Chamishim Shkolim. Iskan Shoyel Aben, if Oda Moirish Knas Labonov, he owes him the Knas, of Oda Moirish Knas Labonov, so why? So the same scenario, we have two scenarios. Case number one, someone was Ma'anis Reuven's daughter. Reuven dies. The Yoshim Chanoich will not Yoshim the Knas. That's case number one. Case number two, someone steals from Reuven a behemah. He owes him Kefil. And Reuven dies. Chanoich will Yoshim the Kefil. That is the problem that Tosfos is facing. Both of them are knas. Chamishim shkolim is a knas. Kefil is a knas. And Tosfos says there's a difference. Chamishim shkolim, the schus that he has in the bas does not go over Beirush. That means, let's talk about the person was not ma'anis, the daughter, b'chayei ho'ov. He had a daughter, the father died, and now someone was ma'anis, the daughter. Well, you pay knas to her brothers. So there's, we learn now from a pasuk, ein odom meirish schus bitoy lebo. That's a different thing. The schus that the father had in the daughter will not go over to the children. That we learn now from a pasuk. Fine. That's what we're talking about. The schus in the daughter, that there should be a chiyuv to pay the brothers the knas. So Tosfos says, just let's say the words without understanding them at the present time. So Tosfos says, just like the schus in the daughter does not go over Beyerusha, so if the ma'anis is mechuyev to the father, the knas, not talking about the schus in the daughter, he owed the father a knas of chamishim shkolim. This will also not go over Beirusha, because just like the schus and the daughter doesn't go over Beirusha, the knas will also not go over Beirusha. Masha ein kein, in case number two, that someone stole a behemoth from Reuven. So there, since when Reuven dies, the behemoth goes over Beirusha, so the knas that the ganav owes the father also goes over Beirusha. These are the words that Tosfos says. We have to understand the mechanics. But that is what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, Arsugya holds, Rav and Rav Nachman hold, that Kefil goes over Beirusha, because the source of the Kefil, which is the behemoth, also goes over Beirusha. Chamishim shekel does not go over Beirusha, because the daughter also doesn't go over Beirusha. But kan shoyel laben, what is the logic that Tais was saying? Bain shemita leitzah ha-sinai. Is knas a mominis that goes over Beirusha, yes or no? If it goes over Beirusha, so must get mon that the daughter doesn't go over Beirusha, but the person owed the father chamishim shkolim, let that get over Beirusha. What is the lumdus of Tosfos? This is the difficulty to understand Tosfos. Zok tekilas Yaakov in Ksubis, Simin Lamed Beis, so he says, Amoyre de Kechap. He says as follows. The halacha is a very interesting halacha. The din is a person was ma'anis anayro. Fine. So the din is, let the father be alive. So the din is that you have to go and he owes the father chamishim shkolim. Owes the father chamishim shkolim. Fine. So the father, what the father should have done, he should have schlepped the ma'anis to Bezdin. Besmo paskim yosem chamishim shkolim. The father was a shtickle batlin. He has time to mon him to Besdin. Benkach u benkach, the daughter became a boigeris. The daughter became a boigeris. So the Gemara says, a father benosan lavi a naira v'lei lavi a boigeris. But he doesn't get the knas. So we see a moira de kezach. That the knas of chamishim shkolim was only said if the siba of the chamishim shkolim is still in your rishus. That means when Beth, even though when he was manas and she was a naira, that's irrelevant. We have to see when the hamad bedin is. If the hamad bedin is, you're still an avi ha naira, then you get the knas. If the Shas Hamad Bedin, she's out of your rishus, she's not in your rishus anymore, you don't get the knas. So you see, Amir de Kechidish by knas, that you have to be a bailim on the dovo, Bishas Hamad Bedin. And if Bishas Hamad Bedin, you're not a bailim on the dovo, you don't get the knas. Bezal will not pass, and you get the knas. That's the halach. So the stipler, it's beautiful. So the stipler. So let's say If there's a din, then in Adam Moirish Bitoi Lebonov. So the father died. Now we're claiming a shayla Adam Moirish Knas Lebonov. Let them take the Knas. So Zuk the Stipler, but when you want to make a mother bedin now on this bas, is the bas in the reshus of the brothers? No, in Adam Moirish Bitoi Lebonov. So the bas by the brothers is equivalent to a boigris by the father. Just like a boigris by the father. If bishas hamod bedin, the sib of the knas, is not anymore in his reshus, so he doesn't get the knas. So memeila zicha, the meirish knas lebona, whatever the father had, you have also. But you can't be better than the father. The father can only be goyva the knas. If Bishas Amodah Bedin, the daughter is in Rishus. And since Ein Odom Moirish Bitoi Lebonov, so Memele, they're not better than the father. So Memele, that is why you don't pay them the Knas, because their daughter is not in their Rishus. Masha Ein Kein by Keifel, he says, Amirah the Kechidish, which we won't go to the Chiddush Shaboy, but he says, by Kefil, he says, when you pay Kefil to the Bailam, he has to be a Bailam of the Dova Hanignov Bishas Amodah Bedin, the same thing. So you pay Kefil to the Bailam, so just like the Shoir says, you pay Kefil to him. The Shoir goes over to the children. So therefore you can pay Kefil to the children. So Memele, so that is Pshat in our Gemara. Agamara holds Adam Moirish Knas Lebonov. This just as I think is that, that Bishas Amodah Bedin, the Dovor that we are Teveya Knas for, has to be Bershus Abaylam. So the daughter is not Bershus of the Yoshim, and the Baim isn't the Bershus of the Yoshim. The Gemara in Subis disagrees. The Gemara in Subis holds Bechlal in Adam Moirish Knas Lebonov. This is how the Stipler learns Pshat and Taisus. Va'oid nireleri. Now the Ri says another Pshat. Now the Ri wants to make Oysa Shalom b'mroimov. He wants to make there's no machloikas asugis. The Rove v'Rav Nachman dohoche loipligi asugye de Rabbe v'Abai de Perik Naro. That there's no machloikas between Rove and Rabbe. That means everybody holds Ein Adam Moirish Knas Lebonov. Now, let us just say, Eisen Venix, you shouldn't get lost in the Loshen of Taisus. What was the Ri Machadish over here? The Ri has a problem with Asugya. He proved Asugya is not speaking, Asugya can't be speaking about after Amod Bedim. And because then you'd be potter from Dalet Vehei, because it's Poskel and Milse, so there has to be speaking before Amodah Bedin, and here we see Adam Moirish Knas Lebonov, and that's not like Rabbi Nabaya. We had had a Gemara before. The Gemara says there's two dargis of Amodah Bedin. There's Chayiv Ata Litein Loi and Tzeiten Loi. Chayev ato liten loy means that Bezdin told him, he asked the Dayanim, what does it look like? Chayev and Potter. But the Dayanim say, well, I'll tell you, we didn't come to Achlota yet, but Chayev ato liten, it seems that you'll be Chayev. But it's not a definite psak. Chayev ato liten is not a, but it looks like you'll be Chayev. Say ten loy is a definite psak. Now we're going to say the Sotaisis had an Amoridike Iluyas over here. Sotaisis is going to say as follows. Ein Adam Moirish Knas Lebonov. If there was only Knas, there was no Hamodah Bedin, there was nothing. Ein Adam Moirish Knas Lebonov. That is the Sugya in Ksubis, and everyone agrees with this Yesod. Agim Morim, that we have a Mashmois that it's speaking about without Hamodah Bedin, it's speaking about without Amodah Bedin of Tzeiten Loi. That means, let's go the Mishnah further that says, Gonav Mishel Oviv, Umeis Oviv Achakach Tovach Amocha. So it seems without the Chiddush Utvocha Ikulei Beisure, the ganef would be chayiv dalet vehei. Now how could the ganef be chayiv dalet vehei if there was a mother bedin by the father? So it seems, because it's poskel milsei. So kochas oiskishpat was no hamadah bedin. So Tais is going to say now, there was no hamadah bedin of tzeitenloi, but there was hamadah bedin of chayiv atalitenloi, and we had learned the Gemara before by chayiv atalitenloi, if it's gonna of tovach later, you pay dalet vei. So it's not called poskel milsei. We're still in the middle of the gneve. The gneve was nignema yet. It's still one big gneve. But chayiv atalitin loy accomplishes that it's not called his moirish a knas without any, who says he'll get it, who says he won't get it. Chayiv atalitin loy is already bezin, is mistame, you're mechuyev to pay. If, so that already is called that the father has a schus in the knas, then he can be moirish at labonov. So, also, you're speaking about chayiv atalitin loy, so then everyone holds, there's no problem of another meirish knas labona. That is what Taisus is going to say. Now let us see Taisus. Va'oid nire lari. De rove v'rav nachman d'oche loy pligi asugie de rabbe v'abai beperik nara. De mairi hoche kule masnisen k'sha'omad bedim. Va'omru lei chayiv atalitin loy. The sugi is speaking about that Bezin said chayiv atalitin loy. The chiyai gavna odom moirish lebon of knas. So then, if it was chayiv atalitin loy, so it's considered that the father had already a potential momentous already. Bezin says it looks like he's chayiv to pay you. Then kiven the omalei chayiv atalitin loy. So memele. So then is Mayush. V'loy shayech hashto lemifrach al areshe lifloig bedidei. Now, the reshe, the Gemara said like this, the reshe is speaking about, the Gemara said before, the reshe is speaking about gonav v'tovach umeis, gonav me'ovev v'tovach umeis ovev. So if it's not shaykh lifloig bididei betovach umochar bechaye oviv, bein omad bedin leloy omad, the nechelei lemisne, it because he wants to tell us kule ba omad bedin, he wants to say it's speaking about omad bedin, the sulei have knas. That means the art, the reisha that says that the yanshin, the dalad vei, has to be, without the shayla of chamisha boch, chamisha chatzoy boch, it has to be speaking about the was omad bedin, or else the sulei have bekulib omadin, the sulei have knas. That filo hochi, even though it's not a knas, b'seife meis oviv, so speaking about there was a hamodah bedin on the keifel. So it's also not knas, there's a chiyuv keifel. So even though I have keifel, afal pi kein the potter mishum debin and tvachei kula bisura. Belek. So that is why the Tana wants to tell us, Saida Reisha, Saida Sefer speaking about Chayev, there was a mother bedin of Chayev atalitin loy. The reisha, there was a Chayev atalitin loy on the dalad vehei. So the Gana pays dalad vehei to the Yoshin. The Sefer, there was a Chayev atalitin loy only on the Kefil. So the Gana was potter to Tvei and the Tvichem because it needed Tvachi Kulabisur. The Chiddish zei neyochel ashmina ele b'meis ovi. This Chiddish, that he's potter because of Tvachi Kuli Besure, is only speaking about that it was gone of Mishal Oviv, and there was Hamod Bedin of Chayv Atalitin Lev, Acha Kachtova Chamocha. So that is the, he wants to tell you that even though there's Hamod Bedin on the Kefil, So theoretically, now, the Tvicha should be Mechayiv Dalet Vehei, because he had Gimel Vedalet from the Behemoth, and Kefil from that the Yashin from the father. So Memeila Vafalpi Ken Yapota, because it's felt a Tovach Kulei Bisur. Avol Meikore, but the Gemara before. That's the maskonas ha-gemore, that there's no problem of chamisha chatzoi boka. Avol mi'kore, but the gemore before, the svirelei chamisha boka omar achmone, veloi chamisha chatzoi boka, the gemore before held there's a problem of chamisha chatzoi boka. V'hainu taima de mifta b'seifim. Now we'll see in Tosfos, what takes off the chason of chamisha chatzoi boko? There you need a mother within of tzei tenloi. Porich shaper, the liflik velisni bedidei, ba medvor mamurim, kshe omad bedin, ba omru loi tzei tenloi, and the dalet vehei. Avoloi omad bedin, peshe omru loi tzei tenloi, elachai vaten liten loi. V'tov, v'achumocha, v'achakach meiso, v'poto, mitam v'loi hei chatzoi boko, d'hain otaim ed seife. The seife nami mairi, b'loi yom adedin b'chayi oviv, sh'loi omru loi tzei ten loi, elachai v'atan liten loi. Im kein b'chinom nokat b'seife, meis oviv, v'achakach tovach. The b'zeh ha'inyin, afilu tovach, v'achakach meis nami. Taisvis is saying that the Gemara in the Havamine, the Gemara had a problem of Chamisha Chatzoi Boko. The only way to take off the Chesoron of Chamisha Chatzoi Boko is only through Amod Bedin of Tzei Tenloi. So the Gemara asks, so why did the Sefer have to say that it's speaking about Meisoviv Achakach Tovach Amocha? You could say it was Meisoviv, and there was a mother bedin of Chayva Talitin Loi on the Kefil, and there was no a mother bedin on the Dalet Vehei, and then he died, so there's a chason of Chamisha Ratzoi Boko. That is what Taisvis says, and Taisvis holds that as follows, Legabi the chasorin of Chamisha Ratzoi Boko, you need amod bedin of tzei tenloi. Legabi the chesaron of in other meirish knas lebonov, it is sufficient if you have chayv atalit tenloi. Uktsas nire doichek peirish ze. Taisa says it's a shtikol doichek. The ma'acher the me'eles amod bedin the chayv atalit tenloi linyan shechoshuv. Kilu zoche sheyochel oirish lebonov, im ken gam linyin zemoyer sheyachshev kilu nischayev loviv, hei boko shleimim, shemikoyech avu mischayev l'shalom lo'ochiv v'loim mikoycham. Now, Taisvis just says that this whole shtikel teure comes out, v'l'gabi the chesoren of hei chatzoi boko, I need a hamod bedin of tzei tenloi. Legabi the chesorin of ein odem meirish knas lebonov, it is sufficient amod bedin v'chayv atalit aloi. And Taisus asks, how do you split the hair? So I thought of a teretz, and I saw the oitzer really brings down the teretz. Bamison, you could understand it very well. In the havamin of the Gemara, there's a in the Havamin of the Gemara, that there can never be Chal Achiyav of Hei Chatzoi Boko, so if there wasn't a Modah B'din of Tzei Tenloi, so there was only a Modah B'din of Chayva Tenli Tenloi, so Lemaise, the Psak of Tzei Tenloi, which is by the Yoshim, has to be Tzei Tenloi Chamisha Chatzoi Boko. And according to the Havamin, a Besen can never make a Psak of Tzei Tenloi. And Chamisha Chatzoi Boko. So in the din, if there's a chesaron of Chamisha Chatzoi Boko, we have to make sure that the psak of Tzei Tenloi was on Chamisha Boko. So therefore we have to say there was a modah bedin of Tzei Tenloi b'chayei Ahav. But after, according to the Maskonis HaGemara, that there's no problem whatsoever with Chamisha Chatzoi Boka. The whole problem is in Odom Meirish Knas Lebonov, and this Taisus was Mechadish, if there was a mod of din of Chayiv Atolitin Loi, that is sufficient to take off the Chesoron of Knas, and this Odom Meirish Lebonov. This Lechere is Pshat and Taisus. The Taisus further is Mamish, really Negeya, the whole thing's Negeya, the Sugi and Subis, which we will not learn. Let us go further in the Gemara. Zok to Gemara, we had in the Mishnah as follows. Let us just look back in the Mishnah, Dafayin Amad Aleph. It says in the Mishnah, HaShoychet V'nimtzei Streife. A person shechted a behemah and it was Streife. HaShoychet Chulen Ba'azore Mishalem Tashlumei Arbo V'chamishe. You pay arbo v'chamisha, even though it's a shchita she'ein ruhuye, it's not matter, the behemah b'achile, the Tanakama holds shchita she'ein ruhuye, shmo shchita. Rabbi Shimon poiter b'shnei elu. Rabbi Shimon patters these last two cases, because Rabbi Shimon holds you need a shchita ruhuye in order to be called v'tovach. V'tvochoy, you need a shchita that is matter. Here, since the shchita is not matter b'achila because it's a treife, or because it's a treife, or because it's chulam b'azorim, so memele, that is why you're potter. Now, let us see the Gemara. Hashoychet v'nimtzeis treife v'chulam. V'chulam means that the Gemara is going on the second case, Hashoychet chulam b'azorim. Omalei. So according to the Tanakame, a person shechted chulam ba'azore, even though the beheme is osar ba'achile, yochayiv dalet vehei, because you don't need a shchita ruya. But there's a big problem. Chulam ba'azore is osar ba'ano. Chulam ba'azore is osar ba'ano. So what's the problem? We have another problem. There's a machlokes, do you say yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzoif, or eina l'shchita ela l'psoif? That means as follows. If I hold yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzoif, so every chelik of the shchita is a ma'aser shchita. Every chelik is a ma'aser shchita, is a teira shchita. Eina l'shchita ela l'psoif means that only is called a shchita by the gmar shchita. That's eina l'shchita ela l'psoif. Now, if I hold yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzoif, the person started shechting chulam ba'azore, so the first inch of shchita that he shechted, it's called shchita. So I shechted chulam ba'azore. Since it has a shame chulam ba'azore, it's also ba'ano. If it's also ba'ano, so I should be potter from dalet vehei, because the rest of the behemah that I'm shechting is lav de morei koshochet. It's not his behemah, it's also ba'ano. So this is a problem. So the problem is, we have to focus the problem on the reish of the Mishnah. The reish of the Mishnah says, Ashoichet chulim ba'azora. So the din is that he pays dalet vehei. According to the Tanakam, he pays dalet vehei. So the shaila is, if you hold yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzoif, so the first inch of shchita is considered shchitas chulim ba'azora. It asks it ba'ano already. So why you chayev dalet vehei? Good, you don't need shchita ruya. But al kaponim, it is not, it's lav de mori katova. That is what the Gemara is going to be done on now. Omalei Rav Chavive Michuzno L'Rav Ashi. Shma Mino, from our Mishnah we see, Eino L'Shchita Elo L'Psoif. That it is not considered a Maise Shchita only by the Gemara Shchita. The Yeshno L'Shchita Mitchila V'Atsoif. If we'll say Yeshno L'Shchita Mitchila V'Atsoif. Kivin the Shochat Ba'Pulte, since he started shechting it, Osra, so it's Osra, Bano. So Idoch, Loi Demari Katova. So he's shechting further, a behemah that's Osra Bano. Let us say the way the Rishash says, Isa is not called Shaloi. So I shouldn't be Chayiv for Dalet Vehei. because I didn't shecht your behemah. The tchilas hashchita asa sepano. Omar lei Ravuna berei derove. So Ravuna berei derove said, what's the problem? If you hold yeshna l'shchita mitchila vatzoy, so the first inch of shchita is called ameira shchita, so I'm chayv and tovach. That's called tvachoy. I shechted your behemah. So I just like I made it chulim bazore with the first mashu of shchita, I'm chayiv dalet bay for the first mashu of shchita. So I'm chayiv for that. Later it's also bano. I'm not chayiv for later. I made a very shchita with the first mashu of shchita. Amalei Ravuna b'Rei d'Rove kikam chayiv u'pulte. He's chayiv on the first mashu. Amalei Ravashi leititre. No. That's not the. That, don't be matre the raya. The whole behemoth has to be geshochten. I have to shecht your, the nignav animal. The tvachoi, the whole behemoth has to be geshochten, b'isa. And if it becomes also bano after the first, the ascholas atviche, so I'm not shechting your animal anymore. Tvachoi kulabine, v'leka. Elokashe. So the Gemara said, it's bitter. So if you hold Yeshna L'shchita Metchila V'atzoif, we have a tremendous problem. Omalei Hochim Arav Gamda Mishmei Derov Kigoyin Sheshochat Mikzah Simonim B'chutz. It is speaking about Sheshochat Mikzah Simonim B'chutz. He shechted Mikzah. You know what happened? It's speaking about like this. The ganev shechted, we're talking about chulun bazore. So it becomes also banov, and he shecht chulun bazore. So now he shechted, till roiv, he shechted bachutz, outside of the azore. So the roiv of the shechite was, it's a shechite, it's a kosher shechite, it's not also banov. Then by the last mashu, he wanted a chaparain make chulun lazor, as he told the baim, let's come in to the Azore, he schleps the Baim into the Azore, he's going with the Shchite, this is the last Mashu of Shchite, now it became Chulim Bazore, so Memele, but the problem is, according to Rab Shimon, it's a Shchite Sheinarui, according to the Chomim, it's good. But I don't have a problem, love the Morei Koshochat, because I was always shechting the Morei. That means, the most of the Shchite was outside of the Azore, so it was the Morei. The Mashu they made inside, so after I made the mashu, it becomes ois moreis. After the mashu. So I made it, but the whole shchita was on the more. Amalei hochi yomar rav gamda mishmei derovik and the shochat mikza simonim b'chutz v'gomrom b'fnim and memele, so that's it. So afilu yehol yeshno l'shchita mitchila v'atzoif, there's no problem. Zogt Rashi Shma mino midiktoni masnis na shoychet chulon bazor chayev eine lishchita elo lipsoiv hilkach kol kamo de tovach kol zman he was shechting the morei ko tovach he was shechting the behem of the nignav u bigmar shchita de mitzah bano after he finishes the shchita then he becomes also bano. But if you hold yeshna l'shchita metchila v'atzoif, it became lav demori kadova. So the Gemara says, no, so Rav Gamda said, it is speaking about kegoin sheshochat miyat simonim b'chutz, v'gomram b'fnim hishlimom l'roiv. That means you only have to shecht roiv of the simonim. So he made roiv of the simonim, it was mashlim the roiv in the azore. The Gemar Tviche Uditze first became also Ba'ano by the Gemar Tviche Va'at Hashte the Mori Katov. So this is one Mahalach how the Gemara was how this Memra was said. He says the Memra started off Rav Chavive brought a raya from the Mishnah that Eina L'shchita Ela L'psoif. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, "Bezei Yisfer v'od Yeshen l'shnita metchila v'atzoyif Yisfer." So the Gemara answers the Yemis, speaking about that shochtei bechutz v'gomrei b'fnim. Ike demasnu lo aho. Others learned this memra of Rab Chaviva Mechazno was mentioned on a machlokes of Resh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan.
Oma Rab Shimon ben Lokish Mishum de Rab Levi Sova Eino Lishchita Elo Lipsayf. So Rish Lokish holds Eino Lishchita Elo Lipsayf. But Rab Yoichin in Oma Yesh No Lishchita Mitchila Batsayf. Oma Le Rab Chavivi Mechizno Le Rab Ashi. So Rab Chavivi Mechizno said Rab Ashi. Now so Rab Yoichin has a big problem with our Mishnah. Rab Yoichin in holds Yesh No Lishchita Mitchila Batsayf. So what did he do with our Mishnah? So he thought, Rabbi Yochanan had another etze. Leima kasova Rabbi Yochanan chulin shenishchitu bazor alav diyarais. That chulin shenishchitu that Rabbi Yochanan holds that chulin shenishchitu bazor is not also banor min ha-Torah. So since it's not also bano minatayre, so memele, so you can't say lav the mori katovach, because it's only also midarabona. Leima kasav rabbi yechon chun shenishchitu bazor lav the raise. And let us see the bottom toisvis to appreciate the kash. Leima kasav rabbi yechon chun shenishchitu bazor lav the raise. Etikshe di day adi day. The iu guf amapekish mekadish. So Memelis, you have a problem here. Rabbi Yochanan, and that was the kash of Rabbi Chavivi Mechizno. The is al kedai tach di reise, because if you'll say chulin shenish lo bazar is ad reise, so we have a problem, mechishochat lo puta osro, idoch lav de mori katov. Omalei rabache berei derove, no, it's no problem. Kikamachayev nami yahapulte ischayev on the first mashu of shrite. Omalei ravashi loy titrei, don't say such a dichoy, utvochay kulibinem veleke, elo kashe. Omalei hocham arav gamde, mishmei derove, kikamachayev kigoyin sheshochat mitzah simonim bachutz, vigomram befnim. So the second loshin says, this whole Shakla Bataya was not said directly on the Mishnah, was said on the Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan holds Chulin Shanish, Rabbi Yochanan holds Yeshno Neshchita Metchila Batsoif, Rabbi Yochanan holds Chulin Shanish Lobazor Zedei Reise. So that was the Shakla Bataya in the Gemara, and the Gemara ends up by saying, speaking about that Shochet Mikta Simone Bechutz, Vigomron Bifnim. Now let us see Rashi. Eino l'shchita, ein shchita nikreis elo l'besayif. It's called a shchita by shas de gmar hashchita. V'nav kemine le'inyin ha-mechashev bekotshim chutz l'mkoimam oi chutz l'zmanam. Like this, the din is, b'shas shchita you could be mefagel the kolben if you think to eat it chutz l'zmanam. V'kepasel the kolben. Oi mechashev shaloi l'shmo. So if you hold eina lishchita ela lipsayif, eina machshove elim kechishev besayif ashchita. That means, kozman yeshechting, you think whatever you want. It's a galechta, that's not pesha ashchita. It gets a shame shchita by the gemar shchita, and then you can pass on. That's what Reish Lakish holds. Rabbi Yochanan holds, mitchila batsayif, v'chol kamo dechoshiv hava machshove. Chulin shenishchitu bazore, plukti b'meseches kedushin, idareise, idarabono. V'is al kedai toch diareise, heiche mitaretz rabbi yoichno masnisen. Ha'pulte kom mitzere lo. What did rabbi yoichno do with the Mishnah? If you hold chulin shenishchitu bazore, is also banor min ha-Torah. So it becomes also banor with ascholos ha-shchitim. Smo says kika machayev v'tashlumim ahu pute machayev. Is machayev v'tashlumim ahu pute. Dechi heichid aveshchita l'nyechulam ba'zore b'tchil oso. Just like you understood that it becomes oso ba'hano. B'tchil oso v'nami t'vich l'nyin tashlumim. So the Smo says you can't say such a test because by t'vich you need a t'vochi kuli b'yisore. The Mara says, "V'gomrom bifnin dikot vache kulay kaidem shenesra bahano." This vache kulay kaidem shenesra bahano. Let us see Taisves. Zek Taisves, the iyeshna lishchita mitchila vaatzayif יש לנו שחיתה מתחילה בעצי מחישוכת פורטה אוסרה בנו. So Taisva says, לחיירה, let's ask a different kasha. Mimai, if you hold yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzoif, so as soon as you start shechting chulun ba'azore, it becomes osa bano. So why are you chayiv on chulun ba'azore? Mimai de chayiv rachmona achulun ba'azore v'ashchut echutz, למוציא למפרח, ישנו לשחיתו מתחילו בעצויב, מחישוכת פורטו אוסרו, ואידוך מחתך אופה בעלמהו. אף על גב, and if the end of the שחיתה is בפסול, so you can't say ישנו לשחיתו מתחילו בעצויב, אף על גב דלקלמי מדמחי והוא פורטה, כמו שהפורש פסמך, this is going to prove. If you make a shchita, and the beginning of the shchita brings about that the end of the shchita is apostle shchita, so the beginning is also garnished. The holding of yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzoif is, if the holding was a ma'aseh shchita, then I say retroactively the tchila was also a shchita. Fraktach Tosfos, so this kasha that the Gemara asked, why is he chayiv dalet v'hei? Let's ask this kasha on a pasuk in Chumash. The Torah says that when you shecht chulin bazorim, you're chayiv. How can you shecht chulin bazorim? The minute you start the shechita, it becomes osa bano. And if it becomes osa bano, so then the rest of the shechita is called mechatech bosa ba'ome. So it's not called a shechita. The minute it's not called a shchita, the rest of the shchita, so then the beginning is also not called a shchita. So how are you chayiv and chulun shenishchitu bazor? That's Tosfos kasha. Why didn't the Gemara ask on the posik? V'chishochet purta osra, v'idach mechatech ofa ba'almo. Av agav v'lekel amem edem achayiv o purta k'moy shefarish besomach. So Tosfos says, to ask a kasha and chumish is not shver. The kiven, the ein shom psul acher, the whole reason, what is making it ois chulen bazore, because there was a scholos of shchita chulen bazore, the ein shom psul acher el de shchute chutz levada yo chulen bazore, ikolameim, the baochi chai verachmona, ein achanami. The Torah, that means even though if you look at it closely, you'll have a kasha that the tchilas ha-shchita should be the sibbe, that he shouldn't be mechuyev on the shchita at all. But I say, bo'ochi chai v'rachmone. Because chulen shenishchitu ba'zor or shchut echutz is not a sibbe to be mafkid the iser shchut echutz and chul shenishchitu ba'zor. Avok sheyesh psula acharimoyim. But if there's another psul, as yeshlifter, afilam and yom yeshno shchita metchila v'atzoyf, given the besoyf, shchita avik mechatech ofer ba'alma. But another psul, then I say, afilam yeshno shchita metchila v'atzoyf, the tchila doesn't have a teure shchita. Kika mechayiv ahu pulta mechayiv. Teime, faktois v'eskiven the soyf ha-shchita paiselas. The Gemara said, "Is chayiv for the ahu putam chayiv." The Gemara didn't know of tvachi kula basura. Taima, given the soif hashchita paisal, the soif shchita will be posel now because it's chulin shenishchitu bazor. Ein loy lehis chayiv afilu leman deyoma yeshna leshchita mitchila ba'atzoy. Kedemash meperg beis de chulun. The porach meyehi de irabo psul b'shchite. There it's speaking about a porah dume. It says as follows. If a person started shechting a porah, the din is shchites porah dume is metame, the shoichet, that he's tame, his begodim are also tame. Hazoyes dam porah dume is metame, the oisik. So it says like this. It says, Irabo psul b'shchite. a person started shechting the poradume, and then a psul occurred, and he continued shechting, is bein koidem psula, bein la'acha psula, so before the psul occurred, and after the psul occurred, ein metame begodim. It's not metame begodim, because it doesn't have a teira shechita whatsoever. Bahazoso, what he was in the midst of being mazad the dam, and a psul occurred before he was mazad the whole dam. So then it says like this, koidem psula, whoever was mazad before the psul occurred, metame begodim. La'acha psula, ein metame begodim. So it says that by hazoya, if a psul occurred later, so then, till the psul occurred, it has a teiras hazoya, it's metame begodim. The hazoya after the psul occurred is not metame begodim. But by shchita, even the shchita that was before the psul occurred is not metame begodim. Fregt die Gemara, wie amret yeshna l'shchita mitchila batzoyt. If we'll say that the beginning of the shchita is a teiras shchita, let's also say the same din. If there was a psul till it became nifsul, the sheichet is metame begodim. After it became nifsul, the sheichet is not metame begodim. Umishani, so the Gemara says, what? You want to ask a kasha yeshna l'shchita metchilas vatzoyt? Niskalkalo b'shchita kamret. You're saying that he started the shchita and then the shchita became niskalkal. Kiven the niskalkal of b'shchita lipsoif. If the shchita became niskalkal lipsoif, igoli milse lemafreya the mikore lav shchita hiklal. So the Gemara says the whole lumdus of yeshna l'shchita metchila batzoif is if it was a kosher shchita, the whole thing. Then I say that the beginning is a teira shchita. But if there was a kilkel in the midst of the shchita, so the beginning doesn't also have a teiras shchita. For I say kilkel meforish Rabbeinu Tam, the lav davken is kalkel abeguf hashchita kegoy neicher umaaker that he made mamish a poshul of shchita. Alafil niskalkel yedei meloche shehosa. There was a kilkel that the shchita was not matter the pore because he did a meloche b'shas he was oisik in the shchita. B'shah shchita, dum yedira b'psul b'azosa, d'may b'psul meloche. So it's also that it doesn't have a teira shchita. D'ilavoch yakata tikshel elif l'gnami b'shchitosa b'psul meloche, alma mashmahosa. D'afilu l'man d'oma yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzoif, k'she'ira p'sul b'emtza, ein t'chilas ha'shchita shchita. We see from the Gemara, that it doesn't have a teira shchita. So the Gemara could have asked, how could you say that you're chayiv tviche for the scholars at tviche, since the soif tviche is not called a tviche of the bailim, is not called a tviche of chiyuv, so then the scholars at tviche is also not a tviche of chiyuv. Vishloim adochanami mozilik shuyelein, abon avochi misalik leishap, but the Gemara says a better teretz. Another teretz. That's speaking about that shochet mibachutz. This taisus we learned. Let's just finish the last taisus. Nisalke daitach di araisa michi shochet bo pulte. Mashme. The Gemara says that if you'll say that it's chulen shenishchetu bazores adi araisa, so it should be potter to pay the nigna because lav the mori katovach. Mashme. The have me the rabbonon, but if chulin shnish blah would be at the rabbonon, choshev the morei shape, that's called the morei. If it's only osa, but not me the rabbonon, no mina teiretz is, it's called the morei. Umitoich kacho yenira le dagdek, te takruves avoy de zora asura, but not me the reise. Me the kom alael, before the gemore had a similar problem, according to Rameya, sheichet lavoy de zora, amai mechayev, Kiven de shachet pulta osra idach lav de mori katovach. So ve ider rabbonan hu have. If you'll say that takuvus avidizol zoni osmi de rabbonan choshim shaper de mori. So lechayre is ois gespalt. from the Gemara before that Takruvus Abedizor is also Minatoire. Because that's what we see from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that if Chulin Shanishchel Bazor is the Rabbonon, it's called the Mori. Umi Yesh Litrois. Taisa says it's not Mukach. The Takruvus Abedizor afilu loy asur Rabbono elo mi the Rabbonon. Afilu yisay Takruvus Abedizor is also mi the Rabbonon. Choshev lei shape lav didei. Kiven do osru chachomim b'chol anois, since it's also b'chol anois, tafilu kiddish boy eso isha, v'mekadesh anisha b'takubes abay dezore, eina mekodeshes, kidesanya b'tesefta dikdushin, ha-mekadesh b'yayinesech abay dezore, b'ayres levuvim, ayres levuvim is takubes abay dezore, af al pishe kiddish b'dmeyem eina mekodeshes. Avul chulen ba'azorem, loy havi darabonon, I have the rabbonon, the kiddush boy says he mekadeshes. Kain choshev the more the besayf ish mekadesh. Tony gab bechulin shenishu bazore. Rabbi Shimon oimer mekadeshes. Porich alme kesover Rabbi Shimon chulin shenishu bazore lav derais. Fine. So Taisus is saying Rabbi Shimon and Shari Yosher is mevayer as follows. There are some isurei ano that rabbonon said kol that they made it exactly like an iser derais. If they made it like an Issa Deraisa that said she's not Mekudeshes also, they said, the Matanei Shasi, she said, Efke Bez Nefke, they made it like a Deraisa, then there's a Cheshmin of Love, the Mori Katova. The certain Isuri and other Rabbon, they didn't say that it's also Bono Lagabiol Aloches. They said, if you Mekadesh Anisha, Lemaisa, she's Mekudeshes, because since Minatair is Mutabano. Such an Issa Rano is called the Mori. Umi Yutaisu says, Issa Achila Dave Vade Deraisa, Yesh ledagdek mishmaitin de la'el. The potri rabbonon, that you have to say it's sich osu midaraisa. The potri rabbonon sheikhud lavoy duzore, mishum shchite shene ruye. Ve isa achi lo yav elo midarabonon lo yin en havi nechshev bekach shchite shene ruye. Kamoi maise de Shabbos. The Gemara said before, if you hold maise Shabbos is at the rabbonon, it would be considered a shchite ruye. Man da oma at the rabbonon. The ain lahakshes, the yosa bachila de reise, hein al kochach mishim dukshele meis, my time anamit yosa ba noke meis, akade bi yosa bachila min atoire, nosa ba nomi darabon, shlomikim dersi ve yoich lo zivchem meisim, lahila iskish, veloi lahano.